broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refuses to use continues. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for February 4th. In the year of our Lord, 2015, it's hour 2 of 2, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America as our guide. We don't believe in revolution. We do believe in restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. The application, the pure application of the principles that our founders put in place that made America great once can do it again. Welcome to the broadcast. Kurt Cosby's with me. I guess, Kurt, this man that walked 21 miles to and from work and that got a car, now they've raised on the internet $150,000. This is an update.
Yeah, and by the way, at least to me, the another interesting part, he didn't really walk 21 miles. I mean, he goes 21 miles, apparently, but you know, it looks like he's walking about 7 one way and 5 another, so about 12, you know, at least as far as I can see. I mean, I don't
But here's the point, though. Why raise $150,000 for this guy, Kurt?
Well, you know, because it just shows you the power of crowdfunding, and then when the media gets behind something and tells everybody about it, and you know, this, you know, student, 19-year-old student started this GoFundMe. It's an example of what you'd call private acts of charity. Nobody is forced to participate, but you know, all together now, as of just lately, they are more than 150 G's. So I suppose it'll be a good way for this college student to make some money.
I just hope there's appropriate oversight, meaning if they really raise this amount of money for this guy, I hope they give it to this guy. Whether he needs it or not is another discussion. But I guess I'm saying I just hope there's not a shenanigan happening here, Kurt.
Yeah, they do say that the, you know, City Detroit's bus system is working on improving things, so they got more buses, and I kind of wish that weren't the case.
All right, anyway, enough of that. I just wanted to give everybody an update. We thought it was $60,000 an hour ago. Now it's $150,000. And I'm not against raising the money, and I'm not against charitable acts, and I'm not against doing a kind thing for the guy. I'm just saying $150,000 seems excessive to help the guy get to work when you can get him a car for, you know, I mean, a car every bit as good as mine for $5,000 or less.
It goes to your point, though, about how, you know, a lot of people with just a little money, you know, I mean, 150,000 people with a buck.
Yeah, how many people did
this like that? It doesn't say. Before it was 2,000 that got the 62,000.
Yeah, so probably 6,000 if the general average stays about true.
Like similar. Yeah.
All right. The other thing is Sheriff Richard Mack did have a heart attack a couple of weeks ago. He needs your help. We've only raised $5,000 for him. We need to spread the word and make that 50. And would love your help. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMack. Would really encourage you to help with that. By the way, our guest, Dr. Michael Kaufman, is in the house. And we reported several days ago that Michael Kaufman wasn't doing well, that he was in the hospital, that he might have cancer. Well, number one, he's home. Number two, he's feeling good enough to be on the radio with us. And number three, it's an answer to prayers. Welcome back, Dr. Kaufman.
Well, thank you, Sam. I'm very glad to be back with you.
Now, is it as bad as we reported?
It potentially still could be. Don't have the final answers yet, but right now everything looks good, looks normal, and I'm going to be back on the road to recovery here. Well, I am back on the road to recovery. I still have some more tests in a week or so, and then we'll have a conclusive diagnosis and what to do about it. And I am very happy for all your prayers. I just cannot believe. You know, you hear about people praying and so forth. There's been twice in my life that I've had an experience where I could actually feel the prayers of people. I really could. And as I was sitting there in the hospital, I could sense your prayers. And it gave me a tremendous hope and sense of peace where I was able to joke with the doctors and with the nurses and so forth, to the point where I became very popular in the hospital. I became very well known. And it's a big hospital. So I just thank you for those prayers.
Well, it's everybody involved. That's kind of why we announce it on the radio. We do care about our friends and our people. And what happens is when people hear you on the radio, they develop a personal relationship with you, as mm-hmm. they do with the hosts, et cetera. And so, you know what? I had people email and kind of say, what's up with Michael and et cetera. And so we got some intel and some updates on that. And we didn't want to overreact, but at the same time, it is important. So it looks like it's not cancerous, right?
It doesn't look like it's cancerous at this point. They need to take some more biopsies and so forth, but they're optimistic and that type of thing. The worst thing is I lost so much blood in the process, in internal bleeding. They had to replace 5 pints of blood in me. It's about 3/4 of all the blood that you normally have in your body.
So the truth is, it was touch and go. You were in the hospital, and you know what? Thank heavens you didn't lose your life.
Yeah, I came within an hour or so of doing just that. But thank God for modern miracles, modern medicine, and so forth, and the prayers of the saints. I can't overemphasize that particular aspect.
All right. Now, you're not going to McDonald's, are you, Michael?
No. McDonald's is off the list for quite a while.
All right, because this chick went to McDonald's, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, chick, maybe that's not a good word here, but anyway,
wow,
the headline
woman,
reads,
this lady.
Police ask woman with kangaroo to leave Wisconsin McDonald's. So
it should say chick with kangaroo.
Called, yeah. You know, then you'd think Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, kangaroo. Anyway, but Beaver Dam, Washington is the, dateline. And I guess this lady has this little baby kangaroo wrapped in a blanket and tucked in an infant car seat. I guess she keeps it to help her cope with emotional distress. She even had a letter from her doctor to say that, but she was asked to, go with her kangaroo.
I got a question. Don't kangaroos get really big, Kurt?
Well, that's what I'm thinking of, but anyway, maybe.
And that big
know,
old kangaroo
know.
Bouncing I mean, into Mickey D's and ordering Big Macs and stuff. I don't know.
Where do you get a kangaroo? Do you just get those on eBay? I mean, you know, probably. I don't know where you get it.
Well, if you want kangaroo,
kangaroo
meat,
exactly,
that's a different
you know.
Discussion, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
You know what I'm talking about?
Probably I mean, not. You get them at the Australia McDonald's.
People eating tasty animal stuff might be on the PETA might be on the kangaroo kick. All I'm telling you, strange deal. So I guess the cops had to ask her to leave with her kangaroo, Kurt. The cops had to get involved.
Yeah.
With
yeah,
tase the
well,
kangaroo,
you know,
tase her.
Because you couldn't just ask her yourself, I guess.
No.
But the officer's name is Rich Dow. He responded to an anonymous complaint from a customer. You know, you got to have one of those anonymous ones, you know, about a woman who brought a kangaroo in. And, anyway, he says when he confronted the woman, she explained the kangaroo was a service animal to help her cope with emotional distress, and she produced a letter from a doctor. The officer says the woman was upset at first, but then agreed to leave the restaurant.
Tell you what I'm going to do. When the IRS is coming my way, buddy, I'm just going to send my kangaroo out to meet with him, Kurt.
Need a service animal, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? All right, I guess the State Chief Justice of Alabama, Mr. Roy Moore, says don't bend to the feds on gay marriage, and I guess the federal court has no authority to redefine a defined institution ordained of God. Roy Moore standing up, Michael Kaufman. What do you think of that?
I think is well, I like Roy. I've met him several times and my speaking tours and so forth, and he is a square individual that has a good knowledge of the law and the guts to back it up.
Amen to that. Kurt, you want to chime in?
Yeah, he. I guess he sent a letter out. Now, remember, this is the Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice. So this isn't like, just some guy that we like or whatever, but he's, pretty high official there in Alabama. And he, after this 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, I think they should call it the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. But anyway, after the lady there said that, hey, man, you guys got to extend, this whole marriage thing to, anybody. He said he sent this letter out to his probate judges, and he was very resolute. He says, lower federal courts are without authority to impose their own interpretation of federal constitutional law upon the state courts. Yeah. Furthermore, they have absolutely no legitimate authority to compel state courts to redefine marriage to include persons of the same sex. Not only is the Mobile federal court acting without constitutional authority, but it is doing so in a manner inconsistent with the 11th Amendment to the United States Constitution.
Wow. Judge Roy Moore's on it, ladies and gentlemen. Good for his stand. And I commend him for his leadership, and I pray he'll be successful. Time will tell what will happen. You know, it's a avalanche against him. But if enough of us get involved, no telling. Michael Kaufman is doing well, and he's on your radio in seconds. The doctor is in the house.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, and our buddy, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who's healthy and doing well and getting better every second. I dig it. Continue to pray for him. He needs it. Michael Kaufman is an environmental scientist, well-known Dr. Kaufman, for standing against... What do you call it? Tyrannical abuses?
Yes.
By the environmental community against society at large, all in the name of protecting society and the environment, really taking away your right to property, violating your rights to life, liberty, and property. Dr. Kaufman, check out his books at AmericaPlundered.com. He's got a bunch of incredible books. He's an author as well. All right, Kurt, I mentioned kind of the IRS. You know, the IRS, that you'd send your kangaroo out there to meet with the IRS, it'd be like a stress-reducing service animal. And illegals don't need one of them kangaroos, though, do they, Kurt?
No, the IRS is offering special, what they call tax refunds to illegal immigrants that have been granted this amnesty by Obama. According to Stephen Dinnan at the Washington Times, the Koskinen, you know, the commissioner there, confirmed that illegal immigrants that are granted this amnesty from deportation under these new policies would be able to get extra refunds from the IRS for money they earned while working illegally, as long as they filed returns during those years. Anyway,
see, that's phenomenal. Bottom line, just hand out more money to illegals and stuff, and then say we don't have any ability
to
sequester.
Good for the economy.
Well, the IRS isn't giving out donations, Kurt, but somebody else is.
Yeah. Well, you know, good point. The headline from the boys at WBAY.com, headline reads, "Man who lived modestly leaves millions in surprise donations." Yeah, you know, this guy, Vermont man, he was known for frugally foraging for firewood, has bequeathed millions of dollars to his local library and hospital. Guy left $4.8 million to the hospital and $1.2 million to the Brooks Memorial Library upon his death. He was at 92, by the way. They say these are the largest gifts either has received. He served in World War II
now
before returning
taxes,
home
Kurt.
In 45. Well, do you think they're going to do that?
Sam, you know better than that. They'll never lower taxes.
I know. That's why I said it. But Dr. Kaufman, why can't we, one of these times, just get lucky and have someone like do that to us for our causes, the sacred cause of liberty, the protection of life, liberty, and property, the promotion of God, family, and country? Can't we just have that happen to us once, sir? Come on.
It would sure be nice. I've often thought the same thing, and you know as very well as anybody else in our battles against what's happening is that for every dollar we get, they get about $100 the other side. So it's really a lopsided thing, but we have the truth, and the truth basically is starting to win the war at this point.
You know, it's amazing, Dr. Kaufman, when I see, you know, at least like on the Chief Justice Roy Moore thing.
What do they call those angel investors, Kurt?
Yeah, well, that's right.
You know,
you know, at least this gentleman, 92-year-old guy, kicked the bucket and passed on about $6 million. You know, it's amazing what can be done individually by people, whether it's, you know, like Sam suggests, a dollar a day by a million people. That's $1 million a day. You know, that we do have that power if somehow we just simply would put it together.
Hey, Kurt, you might want to call this guy the $6 million man.
You're right. Rare form,
that's
Sam.
Better than Stretch Armstrong, I'm just saying. All right, Michael Kaufman, what do you think as you go to the hospital and come out and you're grateful for your life? It kind of resets what's important, doesn't it?
It really does. I will say that many, many times. I was never fearful or anything like that, but it really got me to thinking as to what was important and not important.
What do you think? Do you think battling these bureaucrats is important, or should we just kind of, hunker down, you know?
We need to battle them and try to expose them as best we can. Now,
I was thinking about hiring a Sherpa and head for the hills, man.
Well, that's what a lot of people are doing, and I don't think that's the way to bring freedom back to this nation.
All right, I won't do it.
We need to understand that we have a battle as important as what our founding fathers had in the 1700s. It's basically gets down, do we want to keep our freedoms, or do we want to turn ourselves over to a totalitarian government?
Yeah, do you want to be free to take your kangaroo to McDonald's or what? I mean, come on. Right?
Yeah, well, yeah. However, there's a health issue. I don't want to say that anything we can't do anything we want to, because if it puts others in danger, then that's the limits of our freedom.
You're right about that. Now, there's a very fascinating article. written by a guy by the name of Kent Barris. He's just a citizen of Provo, Kurt and Michael. And I want to read it to you. It's fairly short, but I think it's brilliant because I think it kind of articulates what I believe to be a lot of the problem in America really is. Okay, so Kent Barris of Provo wrote this, and it appeared in the newspaper, okay? Now, give him a chance, but his headline says, "No one to blame. Utah needs more Democrats." Kent Barris, Provo. Now, the idea is this. Having a Republican governor and a mostly Republican legislature leaves us no one to blame when we have increased taxing and spending every year. Republicans are supposed to be lessening the burden of government, lowering spending, decreasing taxes. The problem is, every year when the legislature meets, it's always about how can we raise more money. If some citizens manage to have a few bucks after paying taxes, well, then our elected folks believe that they need more.
Yeah.
They claim they have not raised tax on gas in 20 years. We need to fix that, ladies and gentlemen. Heaven forbid that the legislature should cut the size of government and decrease spending. Anyway, he ends by basically this idea is, hey, no one's to blame. And I find this fascinating because they always tell us if we just put Republicans in office, they're going to get it done. They're going to lower taxes. They're going to be for less government. They're going to get rid of the education department. I can go on and on and on about the contract with America, the freshman revolution, the et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But really, in one of the most conservative states in the union, controlled overwhelming majority Republicans, Republican legislature, Republican governor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Utah's like 28th, right in the middle of the pack when it comes to taxes. And taxes virtually go up every year. And the state of the state address by the governor of Utah, Governor Gary Herbert, well, it was a Republican-flavored Barack Obama speech about we got to have more money for education, more money for infrastructure and transportation, more money, more money, more money. But the page for the Republicans and the Democrats is right out of the communist playbook. And so this idea that Republicans are going to somehow downsize or decrease government, if you look at Utah as a case study and reality check, Michael Kaufman, their rhetoric doesn't meet reality, sir.
No, it does not. And at least a big part of that is the fact that our public education system, I don't care where you are in the country, has dumbed down our children to the point when they graduate and are now in office and so forth. They don't have a working understanding of what is important and what is not important. They have been literally indoctrinated with socialist principles, and as a consequence, they feel that the government, I don't care if you're Republican or not, they still think that the government is the key thing to keep the country together and all the rest, when the government, in fact, should be off to the sidelines with certain specific jobs, as according to the Constitution, and basically leave everything else alone. But no, they don't think that. They think that they have to have the response.
AmericaPlunder.com, Dr. Michael Kaufman on your radio. Rand Paul's pulling out his shotgun. We'll tell you about it.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Sam Bushman, Dr. Michael Kaufman, Kurt Crosby in the Roundtable, AmericaPlundered.com is Michael's website. Rand Paul's getting radical with shotgun, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, the headline, and he's getting a few headlines, and I guess this is the way to do it, but they're trying to take him down, I think, with them. But anyway, the headline reads, "If you fly a drone over my house, I will shoot it down with my shotgun," Rand Paul says. Yeah, well, there you go.
What do you think, Dr. Kaufman?
Well, it's one of those, who's flying that drone? That's the question that I've always come to. Is it some kid out there that's playing around that doesn't know what he's doing? Or is it some nefarious government bureaucrat trying to spy on you? And that's the problem with drones. I don't like them. I think that they probably should be banned and not allowed because it has so much potential for doing harm.
Well, in fact, one guy was flying kind of a sexy drone. I guess what he was doing, he was flying his drone where these ladies were kind of laying out, some of them in the nude and some of them in their bikinis. Right. And this guy was flying his drone right on top of them. I'm trying to be as tactful as I can. And so these ladies freaked out and went after the drone, too.
Yeah, I would, too. It's just horrifying to think what you could actually happen with these drones. It's basically, if you look back in time, I don't think any of us thought about drones back 15 years ago, but they're a reality now, and they're selling like hotcakes for private people and so forth, and I'm sure they're a lot of fun, just like airplanes, the model airplanes that you can fly. But it's really, I think, a very serious issue that has to be dealt with on a legal basis, and until we do, we're going to continue to have problems.
Well, there's a general disregard for privacy that I think this relates to also. This idea that you can fly a drone, that you can turn on spying technology, meaning video and or audio, this idea that you can invade someone's space physically and or their privacy virtually and or government spying on people spying on people, ratting on your neighbor. Everything is up for grabs in this discussion, Michael Kaufman, and I think it really relates to, if you have the loss of privacy, what you really end up losing is private property. That's the whole purpose of government, to stop that.
Yes, it is. And your privacy is a form of private property. People don't fully understand what private property is. Madison defined it about just about anything that you should have unto yourself. And that's the definition that's basically behind our Constitution, not the fact that you own a house, which is property, or a car, which is property, or land, which is property. It's everything, including your contracts, including anything that should be exclusively yours. And when you start losing your privacy, when you start having government being able to come in and see what you're doing in private, that's when you've crossed the line. And these drones basically allow the government just to do exactly that.
All right, Kurt, what do you say? Are you shooting a drone if it comes over your house, buddy?
Well, I guess the one thing that is interesting, it does provide you a little more opportunity for target practice. You and I have seen some drones, Sam, and like Dr. Kaufman said, they're probably a little fun to fly around and stuff like that. I guess it just all depends on the use for them and that kind of thing. But it's an interesting world we live in, huh?
Yes, although I kind of think private folks might be able to get drones and might be able to prove the global warming data false with a drone, Michael Kaufman.
Yeah, true. That is a good point. I hadn't thought of that, but you're right, because it would be able to determine what the temperatures are on a vertical scale over a city and really kind of prove, I think, this is one of the things about global warming that people are not aware of, is that most of your thermometers around the world that are giving us this so-called false image of global warming are located in cities in which, when they first started, were out in the rural part of the city where there was no buildings and so forth. And now they're surrounded by buildings and asphalt. And this is called the heat island effect. And it's been proven several times that it actually raises the temperature of those thermometers by as much as 8 to 12 degrees. Well, when you start throwing those kinds of errors into the overall mix, you're going to find global warming. Funny thing about that. Even so, there has been no warming for 18 years now. So we did a little segue there, but I thought I'd throw that in because I'm a climatologist as well.
Yes, I think you're right, and I also think it's kind of fascinating, though. Even if we do say that the Earth is increasing in temperature in certain spots, doesn't necessarily have the related if and or but. In other words, this causes that or this means that. That's the problem that I have with the whole flawed science, and I just did a report, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, that talked about how they couldn't even get the forecasting right with the hurricanes or the tornadoes or the rainstorms or the snowstorms coming up the East Coast just recently. They said there was going to be a big old snowstorm. It's going to absolutely melt down New York. It didn't happen. And the USA Today had to print that, you know what, even most of the forecasting is best guess crapshoot stuff. And so I'm saying if they got best guess crapshoot stuff on storms that are like 24 to 48 hours away, just imagine their computer models into the future, and how come somebody can't bring up this reality and have a logical discussion about it?
It's a very good point, a very good point. And right now, of course, they're gearing up for Paris next year to try to get this international global warming or climate change treaty passed. They're doing everything. They're going through back hoops and everything else to try to get this thing done. And the reason isn't to stop warming. The reason isn't basically because the global warming is causing damage and so forth, because we haven't had any global warming in 18 years. The reason is to put an international framework into place that allows the United Nations to control economic activity in every nation. That is the key point, and we'll always remember that, because that is exactly what global warming has been all about for the last 25 years, is the fact that the governments want to be able to control economic activity around, well, in the case of the United States, for the United States, but around the world, basically, and therefore have a global government. That is the whole point.
And when they find out global warming isn't real and they can't prove it, then they change the term to climate change. That was a Republican adaptation, I might clarify. But the other fascinating thing is this. There are warmer spots on the Earth and colder spots. There's cyclical realities to a lot of this. That doesn't mean that you and I are causing it, and that doesn't mean the end of the world's coming. That's where the lie starts to come in, the fear factor to try to promote their globalist, tyrannical, control-based agendas. But Michael Kaufman, what I find fascinating is in my little town here, it's called American Fork, Utah, they got the government trying to build an outdoor ice skating rink, okay?
And they were trying to launch it. But since they claim it's one of the warmest years on record, they can't launch the ice rink.
Yeah.
Oh. I just find it, I mean, it's just government at its worst every time you turn around, from the local level all the way up to the, quote, international, if there's even such a thing, right?
Exactly, exactly.
And Kurt, what do you think, man? Are you ready to go to the ice rink, buddy? It's like 50 degrees outside today.
Yeah, it's warmer, and global warming hitting us hard now. It's global cooling, wherever they're freezing to death. But, you know, that's just, you know, climate change, and means all of us got to quit using our vehicles, ride a bike more often while the Davos crowd flies in 1,700, you know, jets to talk about it.
And speaking of folks traveling around, like on foot and on bicycle and everything, the Wicked Witch of the East is in the news.
Yeah, Hillary is, you know, I mean, we hate to go a day without talking about her. But I guess the National Review Online has done some studies, and they figured out that the only person that got close to spending as much money as she did on the 2008 elections on private flights was Mitt Romney. He spent about a third compared to her in the same time frame. But I thought it was interesting to see that, I don't know if you knew this, Dr. Kaufman, but I guess members of Congress, well, you know how they're always careful with our money and watching things with the sequestration or whatever. But they're permitted to charter their own private flights. It's just a practice that they say has become fair game for criticism in recent election cycles. She took more than 200 private flights during her 8 years in office as a senator there.
And we don't even care how many flights she takes, Kurt, as long as it's not on our dime.
Yeah, she can fly all she wants. But, you know, I mean, it's a tough, tough job being senator. And we're looking forward to, seeing her in the upcoming elections.
I think we're going to have a Hillary Bush perfect dream team, as Wrestling Bot calls it.
I hope not. Oh, I can't. It makes me sick to even think about it.
Well, if Mitt Romney can't keep up with Jeb Bush when it comes to finances, well, who can, Michael Kaufman?
Yeah, exactly. Good point.
Maybe Hillary? All right, quick pause. Ladies and gentlemen, Liberty Roundtable Live. Dr. Michael Kaufman, AmericaPlunder.com is website. Check it out.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rainfly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Dr. Michael Kaufman in the house. So, Dr. Kaufman, I think this pretty much definitively proves what you're saying, that it's not about the environment at all. Hillary Clinton's just traveling around to her heart's content, spewing toxins into the environment at great expense. And if she really believed it, wouldn't she, like, be on her bicycle and walking around and stuff?
Mm-hmm. She should be. But they never, they consider themselves the elite.
They're above it all.
That they tell us that we can't do. And this is one of the things that just irritates the hell out of me, excuse the French, is the fact that basically what they're doing is setting themselves up as little gods over the rest of humanity and saying that you must do this, but we don't have to pay any attention to it.
Well, that's pretty much how they roll, but I think that's, if you want positive proof of their behavior, that's it. I mean, they're traveling around in jets, and, I mean, hey, they spew out in a year's worth of travel more than my whole family at 10 spews out in probably a lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I was hoping you were going to say lifetime, because that's exactly what it is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're going to just bust out and go to the, well, this guy's got to be absolutely extreme, I guess. The secret, Kurt, to real safe sex? This is fascinating.
Well, yeah, there's a guy, well, you've heard of him, Dr. Kaufman. The guy's name is Phil Robertson. He's a
Dynasty guy. Come on.
He's pretty out there. What I mean is, you know, he's kind of like Judge Roy Moore. He's willing to say what he feels, and he just, you know, stands up for the facts. And he has declared there's a secret to, he says, real, underlined, safe sex. And I don't know, you know, this is not going to get a lot of coverage because this is definitely politically incorrect. But he says the Bible says one man, one woman can come together and be married. You know what those two will never have, he says? They'll never have a sexually transmitted disease. You know why? They keep their sex between the two of them. They can't catch a sexually transmitted disease. Then he went on to say, you know, this is biblically correct sex. You know, the news story from the World Net Daily talked about how there's 110 million STDs among men and women in America. I don't know how they come up with that, but anyway, they say they got 20 million new cases arising each year, with medical costs of $16 billion. But anyway, Mr. Phil Robertson providing solutions. And I guess one of the most interesting parts was right at the end of the story to me. I guess he spoke at the Republican Leadership Conference at a Hilton Riverside Hotel in New Orleans. And he said, you lose your religion, you lose your morality, you lose your freedom. You cannot be right for America if you're not right with God. Then he continued, he says, it cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Where there is no Jesus, the love rate is always real low, and the crime rate is always real high. It's just that simple, GOP. You want to turn the Republican Party around? Get godly.
See, and I think they've absolutely got a point. However, Mike Huckabee and Megan on Fox had this debate, and Mike Huckabee said, I think it's trashy when women swear, and we ought to really step up our moral game. And Megan said, hey, not only are they talking trashy, but they're running around and having premarital sex and using birth control and drinking and smoking and partying and everything else too, Mike. And what we've really got on our hands, Michael Kaufman, is a real battle. We're at the crossroads for the morals of America, aren't we?
Yes, we do. You know, I've often said, and we've said it on this program too, and I think you agree, that the real battle is the spiritual battle, the one in the area of faith and so forth, and we need to be on our knees far more than we have been. The fact that so many of you were praying for me and I could actually feel those prayers, I think is a good indication that our real battle lies in the spiritual realm. And we need to, we need information, and thank God for programs like yours, Sam, but the fact is we need to be on our knees.
We need to be on our knees. We need to repent. We need to think about our personal actions and say, do they square with the author of Liberty's plan for the family? We need to realize that family is the fundamental unit of society. And we can't have public morality discussions, but private immorality, et cetera, et cetera. We've got to be congruent in our behavior. And if we want the blessings of the author of Liberty, we better pay attention to his guidelines for liberty.
Yes, we better.
And I agree with Phil Robertson in the sense that we can set aside religion. It doesn't matter if you're a Catholic or a Protestant or a Jewish, and I'm a Mormon or somebody else's or whatever. It doesn't matter. We all agree on the fundamental principles of morality, and that which we agree on is what we should work together to advocate for.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And the same thing, you know, we just updated the book, Radical Islam in the House, and we were forecasting. We didn't actually say that they were going to burn people, but at the same time, we got into the background of Islam a little bit and showed very clearly where Islam is going to go if it's not checked. And what we saw yesterday, or at least was revealed yesterday, it actually happened weeks ago, is nothing more than a stepwise progression into literal hell. I don't know how else you can describe it. When you start burning people alive just for shock value and so forth. And this is one of the things that we need to come against, and again, on our knees, because we're dealing with a spiritual warfare. This is satanic. There is no way you can describe it otherwise. And as a consequence, we have to be there and praying and joining hands and so forth across this country and around the world to stop this.
And there's probably a lot of good people who are Muslims who would agree with us 1,000% and who would reject the violent factions of their people who use their religion as their cover, if you will. It's been done with Christian viewpoints through the centuries as well.
Yes, absolutely. Christians have nothing to be proud of as far as our history is concerned, because we've done exactly the same thing. We've burned people at the stake for so-called heresy. This is nothing new.
Yeah, and sad to say, back in the 1800s, it was Christians. Well, I don't know how good of Christians they were, but they ran Mormons out of Missouri on a rail. Women and children on sight kind of stuff, just to kind of point to a personal viewpoint on that history. And so I'm not out to demonize anybody or to hold current people accountable for former individuals' actions. However, my point is that we need to unite with those who are true for the beliefs of peace, for the beliefs of the protection of life, liberty, and property, the promotion of God, family, and country, and reject all others. We've got to get that done. We cannot let the marginalized groups, whether it be the gays and lesbians, whether it be those who want to destroy freedom over the environment, whether it be those who want to spread hatred and violence under the name of religion, whatever these factions are, they want to basically claim that you and I are the terrorists, or you and I are the enemy, you and I are the domestic threat. We got to call a spade a spade. One of the biggest debates right now is over vaccinations, Michael Kaufman. And I don't know if you saw in the news, but they're basically saying, let me see if I can find this here. All right, should we tax anti-vaccine people?
the vaccine deniers? Should we tax them? Should we shame them? Should we put them in jail? Should we fine them? Should we sue them? There's a new term, anti-vaxxers, out there. You got the birthers, the truthers, the anti-vaxxers. And they're basically saying, hey, we need to take off the gloves. You got moms on the playground asking other moms if their kids are vaccinated. And if not, play day is over. They're taking off the gloves over this vaccine thing and trying to marginalize those who are for, what, vaccine pro-choice?
I guess you're right. I don't have an answer for that, Sam. There is no question in my mind, first of all, the vaccine is safe. I've read so many articles, even some of the research that went into trying to prove that it wasn't causing these kinds of consequences and so forth. And then you have the problem is if you're out there in society and you're a carrier of whatever it is, in this case it's measles, then you have a responsibility not to have your child out there exposing other people. And I really honestly believe that if it's finally proven, and it has been proven, but if over 90% of the American people vaccinate their children, then the problem is pretty well resolved. And I hate to get to the point where you have to have your child vaccinated at the point of a gun. That just makes my skin crawl. At the same time, we have a health hazard that really, if you have a child that gets measles because of someone who's not vaccinated.
Well, here's the problem that I have, Michael. Think about it this way. They have what's called a vaccine compensation fund paid for by the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know that. It's to the tune of millions of dollars.
No, I don't.
The United States government has a national vaccine compensation fund for those who are harmed by vaccinations. And the vaccine companies have successfully changed the game where they're not responsible. The vaccine protection program takes care of it. So my response is, if it's safe and effective, let's abolish the vaccine protection program and hold the vaccine companies personally or company-wide responsible and not put the taxpayers on the hook. And let's see how long they last, and that'll tell you how safe and effective they really are.
Yeah, you got it.
Until we get that done, we can debate all day long, but as long as they have cover for the serums they create, there's no way we should allow force to give someone the jab. And I'm telling you right now, while they have managed to force the taxpayers to be on the hook, and this compensation fund literally pays out millions and millions of dollars, that ain't happening because they're safe and effective. That's happening because they know there's skeletons in them there closets. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. AmericaPlundered.com is the website, Michael, right?
That's correct.
We're glad you're alive and doing well. We'll have you back soon, my friend.
Thank you, Sam.
We can save America. Will you help? Thanks.